Skymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2L repeater. W2.
Afternoon, 1:55 p.m. Temperature 47 degrees.
W2.
W2OSO. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good afternoon from WA2ZFM. AD2KNH, WA2ZFM. D2ZL, UA2VSM. N2YYC.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Yes, each listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2L repeater. W2.
Echo 2, Charlie Bravo, Echo Monitor, on the Bronx.
Hello,
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is Richie, K2KNV, and this is the Limark Monday Night Infonet. If at any time during this net you have emergency traffic for the net, you can break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass on your traffic. This net meets every Monday night at this time for the purpose of passing on information of interest to the amateur radio community in general and to Limark members specifically. We encourage everyone to sign in. You do not have to be a Limark member to sign in, but please wait until your specific group is called. We begin with Limark officers and board members, and then that is followed by Limark committee chairperson, and then call signs K, W, N, A, and then the digital modes of Echolink, IROP, and All-Star Node. So again, please wait until your specific group is called. If you have traffic for the net, please indicate with traffic. At this time, we'll take all Limark officers and board members. All Limark officers and board members, please sign in now.
WV2ZX with traffic.
WV2ZX with traffic. Any other Limark officers or board members?
82GXL, no traffic.
WB2KWC with traffic.
AC2FYJ, no traffic.
All right, I think I said WB2X, but I'll say it again. WB2GXL, WB2KWC with traffic, and KC2FYJ. Any other Limark officers or board members. At this time, we'll take all IMARC committee chairpersons. All IMARC committee chairpersons, please sign in now.
A2CGW.
This is N2Q.
NY2H.
So far we have K2TGW, KC2ZVC, N2RQ, and NY2H. Any other IMARC committee chairpersons?
W2MIT.
And W2MIT. At this time, we'll take all call signs that begin with the letter K that are signing in from the Glen Oaks repeater. All K calls signing in from Glen Oaks, please sign in now.
This is KA2IYI. Good evening, Rich.
KB2OIE. Good evening, Rich.
KE2AWX. Good evening, Rich.
K2EPP. Good evening.
We have KA2IYI, KB2OIE, KE2AWX, K2EPP, and some static out there. Any other K-call signing in from the Glen Oaks repeater?
KD2FIU.
And KD2FIU, one last call for K-call signing in from the Glen Oaks repeater. At this time, we'll take all K-calls signing in from the Selden repeater. All K-calls signing in from Selden, please sign in now.
K2BCB, good evening, Rich.
K1SAM.
KB2KNH.
So far, we have K3BCB, KC1SAM, KD2KNH. I think there was a double in there, and any other K-call signing into the Selden repeater? At this time, we'll take all W-calls signing to the Selden repeater. All W-calls, please, signing into Selden, please sign in now.
WB2CMF.
WB2BEZ.
WS2N.
So far, we have WB2CMF, WB2BEZ, and WB2N. Any other W call signing in to the Selden repeater? At this time, we'll take all W call signing into the Glen Oaks repeater. All W call signing in from Glen Oaks, please sign in now.
W2TE.
W2TE. Any other W call signing into the Glen Oaks repeater? All right, and this time we'll take all N calls, no matter where you're signing in from.
N2ZUC
recognized. Any other N calls? At this time, we'll take any call signs that the letters AA, AB, AC, etc. At this time, we'll take any call signs signing in from Echolink. Any Echolink sign-ins, please sign in now.
A0. AC2JRQ.
Zero Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Alpha.
W2ROB.
Okay, I'm going to go backwards on this one. W2ROB, KE2ARA, and KC2JRQ. And then K0GIO, I knew it was from voice, but we didn't get the whole call sign, so just give us the whole call sign.
K0GIO.
All right, thank you for that. Anyone else signing in via the call link? At this time, is there anyone signing in via IRLP? at this time, is there anyone signing by the Polestar node? At this time, is there anyone, any call sign that has not signed in already?
Kilo Bravo 2, HP.
Whiskey 2, Mike Delta Kilo. Whiskey 2, Mike Delta Kilo.
We have KB2HHU, W2MDK, and let's call for any stations that have not signed in already. Alright, we'll test traffic and take late check-ins. At this time, the first station with traffic is Ken, W2KWC. Ken, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay. This Wednesday, November 15th, is the third Wednesday of the month. So we will be having a computer on this repeater. ComputerNet covers all things computers, desktops, laptops, and those embedded in your phones, rigs, and cars, and almost anything else electronic. We'd love to hear from you. So if you've got a question or something that's puzzling you, or an interesting piece of news, please join us at 8:30 p.m. Wednesday on this recap. This is WB2KWC, back to your net control.
All right, Ken, thank you for that traffic. The first thing that I wanted to mention was that we had a very nice presentation on at the general meeting last Wednesday by Ed Wilson, N2XDD. Ed is Vice Director of the Hudson Division, but also well-versed in many of the digital modes. And this was an explanation of M17, which is a protocol and a piece of hardware, actually, that they're trying to institute into repeaters. You need a repeater to be using. But apparently it's got some really good uses, and it's an open source, so that amateur radio operators in computer programming and hardware and ideas, those ideas can be brought out to fruition. So it was very, very good. Good presentation. Thanks, Ted, for doing it. This Sunday we had the Limehawk Hamfest. It actually surprised me a little bit because we have one of our main vendors, John B. Quicksilver, and I just wasn't sure how we were going to vendor-wise, but we ended up selling out, I think, just the whole floor, which is about 70 tables, 69 tables, something like that. Excuse me. And that was a surprise. But everyone had a really good time. There was some great material. A lot of people really brought down some very good stuff, and both from the vendors and the buyers. Everyone really seemed happy, and a lot of people indicated they just had a lot of fun being able to be there and talk to people and just generally have a good time. So we're very thankful to those who showed up. We're very thankful to our vendor base, which is very supportive of us. We estimate a total of about 300 people. We do always count the vendors in there because the vendors also become buyers. And in addition, the number of volunteers. But approximately 300 people, so that's a nice turnout. And the next stop. And of course, we did have a visit from our Hudson Division Director, Nomar Vizcarrondo, MPH, and that was very nice. And Ed Wilson was there, again, our Vice Director, N2XDD, and Jim D, WKFB. So it was really nice. We thank our volunteers. We'll get their names all listed. I think in the log will probably be the easiest way. But, you know, some people spend a really long day. We probably need some more volunteers. And we need people at the desk to be taking money and helping out. It's difficult when one person has to do it. But we were there at 5:45, and we were setting up, and there were people there doing it, and you know, we appreciate it very much. So I just wanted to say thank you to all who showed up at 6 and all who stayed until closing, which was somewhere around 2:00. You know, obviously it's not something that's a one-man job. It takes a team, and we really do have a very good team of people that help us out at the AMFest.
Hey,
Pizza
ZX, I did have traffic.
Yeah, Jerry, go ahead with the traffic because I never heard you. Go ahead. Oh, you know what? I apologize. I did have a star next to you. Go ahead, Jerry. I'll finish up later.
Hey, we do have one new member that joined the Ham Fest. Keith Maloney, KC8 LPU, and he lives in Levittown.
Is that Lima Tango uniform?
Pick up the mouse instead of the microphone. KC8 LPU, Lima Papa uniform.
All right, so we welcome Keith, KC8LP. But knowing Jerry, I thought he would have thrown in there that the dues are kind of slow coming in. And, you know, as I said before, we have a big operating budget. Our basic budget is about $16,000. With some of the frills that we do, some of the freebies like the picnic and the holiday dinner, we're over $20,000, $21,000. But $16,000 is our minimum. And I know people will send in their dues, but please try to get them in. You can do them by PayPal, LimeMarket.net, or send them into the P.O. box. But please do. It's a little bit weird if we don't see too many dues coming in this early. We're way behind where we were last year by at least 100. So if you can take care of it, we'd appreciate it. All right, we have a general class cram session coming up. We have, I think, 6 people in it right now. If anybody else is interested and didn't get the word, first thing to do is email education@limeoff.org and let us know of your interest. And the second thing to do is to join limeoff-edu@groups.io. We have a one-day cram session scheduled for Sunday, November 26th, but prior to that, we will have some Zoom sessions where we'll do practice exams, allowing enough time to explain things as we go through it. We'll have a preliminary meeting tomorrow evening via Zoom at 7 o'clock. It won't be a long meeting, just to lay out some of the guidelines. The LimeOff members use your regular Zoom credentials for all of our meetings. If you're not a LimeOff member, email me, k2knb@limeoff.org, and I'll give you the credentials. And again, it'll be practice sessions, practice tests, but you've got to do some of the work on your own. And it could be reading the books, and it could be taking a lot of practice exams, but you've got to do that so that we are, so that as we go through it, it will be more familiar to you, and then we can really kind of explain to you why an answer is wrong and another answer is correct. Okay, we have the holiday party coming up, and the next day or so we will send out kind of an invitation, but mostly a form to please fill out. The holiday party is December 13th, and we try to get a count. We understand things happen. You may say you're going to come and something gets in the way, and we do understand that. But if you do say you're going to come, for the most part, please make the effort to come. Because when we buy food, we have to per person, and we're charged per person. And, you know, if we guesstimate, you know, if we know that we have 40 people that signed up, we may say, all right, we'll buy for 50. And then 28 people show up, and we have 22 people that we paid for that aren't there. So please try to be accurate. The questions will say, are you definitely coming? Are you truly coming? Are you not coming? Any other possibility that you might want to write in there. But please fill that out so that we can accurately buy the food. And, of course, we'll have a lot of door prizes there. And I do want to thank Stephen Greenbaum, WKDG, for all of the door prizes that he gets us for the Ham Fest and for everything else that we do. It really takes a lot of effort on his point, on his time, and we do appreciate it. I also wanted to point out that two things. Number one, for the holiday party, your kind of ticket is a toy for the kids at the National University Medical Center. We've been doing it for a number of years. It's very much appreciated, not only for the kids that are there, but for their siblings as they come in. And, you know, some years we've been a little light in what we've given. Some years maybe a little bit heavier. But it's a very nice thing for us to do. The gift should be valued between $5 and $10, and don't hesitate to bring down more than one or two. And, you know, they should be not wrapped. You got to see what it is, and seems appropriate for kids in a hospital. I think that they don't take stuffed animals. I think that's one of the things that they don't take for allergy reasons and whatever else the case may be. But, again, for the holiday party, please bring that down. And finally, the slate of electors is going. It'll be an uncontested election in which Ken Kobetish, K2GXL, Glenn Tierney, QDS, Al Bender, W2QZ, and Pichinova, KC2ZVT, they will be filling spots for the directors, and Jerry WB-ZDX will be, again, the treasurer, excuse me, Ken WB2KWC will, again, be the secretary, with much appreciation to George Sullivan for continuing to take on the role of vice president, because that's so important for getting good agendas, good meetings, and so forth. So very appreciative of that. And again, I will be president. So I guess the more things change, the more things they remain the same. Anyway, very appreciative of everybody's support for me, and I guess that's just the way it is. All right. Any late check-ins, any call signs? One last call. Any late check-ins, any call signs? All right. I'll do the traffic quickly. This Wednesday night, starting at 8:30, will be the computer net, all things computers. That will be starting at 8:30 right here on W146850. Gary, our treasurer, wants to announce a new member, and it's Keith, and his call is KC8LPU, so welcome, Keith, to Limark. Thank you to Ed Wilson, N2XDD, for putting on a very nice presentation of a new protocol called M15. And also I want to thank Ken, KD2GXL, for providing a delicious spaghetti and meatball dinner, which I think everyone found to be really good. And we will be basically providing food at all of our meetings. If it keeps people coming down, we're more than willing to do it. So we know December's a holiday party, January will be a surprise. And if anybody wants to make some food for us, you have a specialty, by all means, let me know. K2KMD at limewalk.org and tell me that you'd like to bring down a tray of food. We'd be more than glad to have you do it.
Very late check-in.
Hey, go ahead, give me a call sign. I'll take check-ins later also. But go ahead, what's your call sign?
Thank you. Sorry, the echo link on the phone was not working. KD2ESY.
All right, Andy, I got you down there. Okay. We had a good Hamfest. About 300 people were in attendance, and lots of really good stuff. You know, not junk coming out there, things that were quality, and a lot of stuff walked through the doors. I hope it was all paid for, but a lot of stuff walked through the doors. And people that had been coming for a long time also said what they saw was really, really good, and hopefully that'll be a portent of things to come, because, as I said, Hamfest, as we know it, with the major vendors, that's going to get harder and harder. But having a good Hamfest with people really bringing down their collectibles really, really worked out well. So, you know, again, hopefully that will be the future. We'll have a general class, a one-day cram session scheduled for November 26th at Levittown Hall from about 8:30, 8:45. Till 3 or 4 o'clock, we'll provide some lunch for you. It'll be going through every question in the test pool, followed by a VE test session. But we'll also have some sessions, some Zoom sessions prior to that. Let me let it drop. So the first Zoom session will be a planning session tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 7 o'clock. Use your regular Limark credentials for all of the meetings, and if you're not a Limark member but want to participate, please email me, k2kmb at limark.org, and I'll send you the credentials. And finally, the holiday party will be coming up on December 13th. and we'll be sending out a form asking you to please give us a pretty good indication of whether you're going to be there or not, so that we do order the appropriate amount of food. We always order extra, but if we have 15 or 18 or 20 extra, that's just silly. That's just money going down the tubes. Okay, at this time I'll take one last check-in for any late check-ins.
K82YWQ.
Okay, I may have missed the letter. They have KD2IWQ or RWQ?
Yankee Whiskey, Quebec.
That would have been my third choice. Any other late check-ins?
W2OSR.
Okay. NW2OSR recognized. At this time, we'll remind you that this net will be followed by the Limox Swap and Shop, and that will be followed by Radio Line. I'd like to thank everyone for signing in this evening. Have a safe week, and we'll see you next week at the same time. This is K2KND closing the net at 2058, 73 the hole. George, it's all yours.
Thank you, Richie. Good evening, and welcome to the Limox Swap and Shop. This is George, KD2FIU, your net control. If at any time during the night you have emergency traffic, break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass the traffic.
Net time complete.
This net meets every Monday night following the Limark InfoNet. The purpose of the net is to buy, sell, or trade ham radio equipment or related electronic equipment. This is a directed net, so all communication is to go through control. If you have an item that you want to list or that you want, please indicate with traffic while you're checking in, and we'll come back to you after taking further check-ins. Try to give a price and give your contact information. This net is open to check-in so that we could take any further listings, want ads, or clarification of the traffic. Would anybody like to check in to the Swap and Shop?
KB2OIE supporting.
GIO supporting.
WB2. BEZ supporting.
Okay, I'm going to come back at this point because somebody was missed, and I think they said the word traffic, but good evening, KC2FYJ, KB2OIE, K0GIO, and WB2BEZ. There was a person who checked in early at the very beginning there. Please come back.
Okay, George, that was Bob, W2OSR, and I do have some traffic.
We have W2OSR with traffic and KD2ESY. Would anybody else like to check in to the Limark Swap and Shop?
KD2KH, no traffic.
KD2BCB, no traffic.
82KNH and K2VCV. I'm going to pause, see if anybody wants to come in via IRLP, Echolink, or All-Star, or any additional check-ins for tonight's Swap and Shop. Okay, W2OSR, Bob, good evening to you, and take it away.
Okay, George, if I drop the mic for a second here or two, I'm getting onto a Parkway, so you know what's going on. Anyway, what I have is a dual-band UHF-VHF radio. That is the Kenwood TMV-71A. I have that with a power supply and a couple of other accessories in a go-kit box, which is rather substantial. So if you were doing like an Aries thing, it would be ideal for you. That I'm asking $300 for it. you know, it's not a brand new radio, but it's had very, very little usage. If I've had it on 5 hours, it's been on a lot. So if somebody wants that, contact me at w2osr@arl.net.
Okay, Bob, thank you for bringing that in. That is the dual band DHF UHF Kenwood CM-D71A, and it has, coming with a power supply, it has extra accessories and a go kit with it, and it has little usage, asking $300 for it. The contact is w2osr@arl.net. w2osr@arl.net is your contact for the TMC-71A Kenwood Mobile VHF UHF dual band. Bob, any corrections or anything else that you would like to bring in?
Yeah, George, but the only thing I would add to that, it's 50 watts on both bands. Nice radio. I've got the one I'm using in the car right now. This one has been in three cars, so it's held up well. So that one should give you quite a bit of service without any problems.
Okay, thank you for bringing that in, and thank you for the listing. That's really good to know that it is a low-usage radio. This is KD2FYU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Does anybody have anything else? And we are, or I am, ham-fested out over the ham-fest yesterday. Excellent. And just a little reminder here, looking at the calendar. Today is the last day at our latitude that we're going to see 10 hours of sunlight. We won't get back to that point until the 28th through 29th of January. So we're getting darker and then a little bit lighter again with the peak of it around, I think it's going to be December 19th this year. In the peak, I should say the null, being that low. So enjoy the last 10-hour day. This is KD2FYU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Anything else? Okay, I would like to thank KC2FYJ, W2OSR, KB2OIE, K0GIO, WB2BEZ, KD2ESY, KD2KNH, and K2VCB for joining us tonight. This net will be followed by Amateur Radio Newsline. And thanks to everyone who is listening. This is KD2FYU closing the net at 2107. Seven, 3.
Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2402 with a release date of Friday, November 10th, 2023, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is the QST. Fire destroys an important part of a worldwide beacon network. There's an easier method to report RFI in Germany, and a dying Dutch satellite is looking for its final contacts. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2402 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent weekly amateur radio news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Picayune, Mississippi, here is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
An important guide to ionospheric conditions for hams and non-hams alike has been damaged beyond repair. It was the newest beacon in the network of the International Beacon Project of the Northern California DX Foundation and the IARU. Ralph Squalachi, KK6ITV, has that story.
A wildfire destroyed one of the newest installations to the Northern California DX Foundation's International Beacon Project. A blaze in October destroyed radio beacon CS3B on the Portuguese island of Madeira off Africa's northwest coast. The CW beacon had been in operation barely a month when fire swept through, destroying the building, the radio inside, and the antenna. Replacement is expected to take some time. The HF beacon was one of several operating on 20 meters, 17 meters, 15 meters, 12 meters, and 10 meters, and was viewed as an important resource for testing HF propagation between North America and Europe. The various beacons operate by transmitting once on each of these bands every 3 minutes around the clock. No timetable was disclosed for the beacon's return to service. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6, ITB.
Amateurs in Germany now have a direct means of communication with the federal regulator, BNetzA, when they want to report electronic devices that have caused radio interference or are inaccurately labeled as being safe. An online form allows a report to be made with the relevant details so that the agency can more easily take action and determine if these devices are non-compliant, dangerous, or both. Customs agents and postal authorities will also be notified of imported devices that are found to be faulty, so those items can be placed on the list of banned products. The form is designed to help expedite an official response, especially with regard to interference, be it on the...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
The amateur radio frequencies or on mobile phones or broadcast radio and TV. BNetzA has provided a link to the form, which is in German. That link appears in the text version of this week's Newsline script at arnewsline.org. India's recent test flight of its spacecraft is providing vital data to help the space agency prepare to put a crew on board within 2 years. Jim Meacham, ZLTVHF, has the details.
Following the successful completion of a test flight in space, the Indian Space Research Organization has begun analyzing data and imagery from the spacecraft's crew escape system, with an eye toward having astronauts on board space flights by 2025. That would make India the fourth country to put humans in space. The Gaganyaan project's test flight on October 21st was known as the Flight Test Vehicle Abort Mission, designed to ensure that people in the capsule could be assured of a safe return in the event of an emergency. The test demonstrated that an onboard crew could be safely moved at least 1.2 miles or 2 kilometers away from the rocket in an emergency. The Indian Space Organization hopes to send a human-like robot into space next year. To prepare for a flight with a live crew of three, the agency, meanwhile, has been evaluating the fitness and health of a number of Indian Air Force pilots who are likely candidates. India also hopes to establish an orbiting space station in 2035. The country last made news in space in August of this year by successfully putting a lander near the south pole of the moon. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
With Christmas on the horizon, the UK Bunkers on the Air award scheme has introduced a special set of awards in the format of an advent calendar. Here's Ed Durant, DD5LP, with more information.
Bunker activators will be on the air from bunkers in the official ROC reference list from December 1st through to the 24th. And chasers can symbolically open a new bunker door each day by working that station. Right up through Christmas, the Bunkers on the Air Advent Calendar Award has two parts, one for hunters or shortwave listeners, and one for activators. The program runs in parallel with the Bunkers on the Air 2023 Annual Award, meaning that those taking part in both events must use two separate online trackers. To keep the season bright and even a little amusing, the multi-tiered point system.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
To keep the season bright and even a little amusing, the multi-tiered point system for the Advent Calendar Award has such names as Santa's Little Helper, all the way up to the top-scoring Super Santa. Spotting, alerting, and all information about the scheme is available on the website at bunkersontheair.org. Bunkers on the Air is a rapidly growing amateur radio activity in the UK that centres around the Royal Observer Corps monitoring posts created during the Cold War era. I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
If you're looking for an old-fashioned QSO, get your hands on an old-fashioned radio and listen to this next report from Jack Parker, W8ISH.
If you've built yourself a vintage-style transmitter or are lucky enough to have acquired one, you're just in time for the Bruce Kelly 1929 QSO party this month. It's taking place on the 11th and 12th of November and again on the 18th through the 20th. It bears the name of Bruce, W8ACY/W2ICE, who was part of the group of amateur radio operators who founded the Antique Wireless Association in 1952. He became a silent key in 1997, 6 years after the first QSO party took place. The association is sponsoring this year's event to celebrate the glory of tubes and techniques that date back to 1929 or even earlier. The CUSO party is open to anyone with an appropriate old-time style radio, whether they are an association member or not. It is, however, a CW-only event, and in addition to hearing dits and dahs sit at a wide variety of speeds, operators can expect to hear the buzzing, chirping, and drifting associated with the ham radio experience of a century or so ago. So now that you've likely turned back your clocks, get ready to turn back your calendar. Additional details and a video about the vintage transmitters can be seen at the website antiquewireless.org. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
An amateur radio CubeSat that was the pride of the students who built it at the Delft University of Technology is about to deorbit, and its team wants radio operators to get involved. Again, Ed Durant, DD5LP, has the details.
In 2008, the Delphi C3 amateur radio satellite became the first Dutch university satellite to go into space. Now its journey is nearing the end, and it is expected to deorbit with re-entry to take place sometime.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
And it is expected to deorbit with re-entry to take place sometime around the 16th of November. The CubeSat team would like to present an award certificate to the ham or shortwave listener who makes the last contact with Delphi C3 and provide its last telemetry frame. The telemetry downlink is on 145.867 MHz, 1200 baud, AX25 BPSK. Radio operators may use the Rascal software, the SatNOGS network, or simply send decoded telemetry frames with reception time and location. Those may be emailed to the email address in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Some of the youngest candidates for amateur radio just got a little boost from the Radio Communications Foundation, a small independent charity that was established by the Radio Society of Great Britain. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us how they're helping.
Prospective candidates for the Foundation license who are full-time students and younger than 21 may be eligible for assistance from the Radio Communications Foundation, which is offering to subsidise a number of the examinations. Foundation exams in the UK cost £32.50. According to the Radio Society of Great Britain, some teachers last year identified this fee as an obstacle for students. The Foundation told the RSGB that to help those with the greatest financial concerns, the first group of 15 exams will be funded for qualifying applicants. Every 3 months thereafter, the Foundation will fund another group of 15 exams in much the same way. Any funds not used will simply roll into the next quarter. Meanwhile, applicants are encouraged to use the simple online form and to read other details about the subsidies at commsfoundation.org. That's comms with double M. Applications require a statement of support from a parent or guardian about the benefit the applicant would receive as a result of the funding. The Foundation is hoping more amateurs will consider making gifts to the RCF so the program can increase the number of exams funded annually. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
It's time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K7 MMA repeater in Spokane, Washington, on Fridays at 5 p.m. local time. The Straight Key Century Club is holding a contest among its members, but for this competition,
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
The Straight Key Century Club is holding a contest among its members, but for this competition, you don't need your key. Just a sense of style, as we hear from Randy Sly, W4XJ.
If you're a member of the Straight Key Century Club, there are a few ways you can get ready for the SKCC anniversary and Straight Key Month being held in January 2024. You can, of course, practice and train at home to work on your sending and your copying, and perhaps even plan on being one of the operators for the K3Y event. If your talents extend to holding a pencil, pen, or even a paintbrush, you might want to submit a design to be considered for the official 2024 QSL card. The club is once again holding a contest to select a design, and SKCC members get the final say. They'll be voting on their top picks in mid-December, and we'll be able to view all the qualifying submissions displayed on the SKCC website. Although only the most popular design will end up on the QSL card, many of the others will appear in the SKCC's print calendar. The club is also inviting members to resubmit updated versions of designs submitted earlier that weren't in the final pick. There are certain design guidelines and specifications that need to be followed, however. Please visit the SKCC website for detailed instructions on how to display your design and incorporate the required text elements. Designs are due no later than the 14th of December.
What would you do if you had 7 days to set aside for nothing but contacts in CW? Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, answers that question for us now.
The Essex CW Amateur Radio Club is encouraging CW operators to take up a special challenge. Give yourself a week to contact as many other hams as you possibly can. The objective isn't to score points, but to make real contacts. Perhaps an extended exchange instead of a mere signal report, or better still, a long rag chew. Organizers are stressing that this is not a contest. The activity is being held between the 13th and the 19th of November, and is taking place, as always, in the spirit of friendship. The club is extending a special welcome to QRS operators. If you hear the call signs GX1FCW or G8CW, make an extra effort to log a contact. Those are the club's own call signs. Like everyone else, these operators will be calling CQECW.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Like everyone else, these operators will be calling CQECW. A list of the bands being used, along with other details about this annual event, can be found on the club website at essexcw.uk. Be sure to click on the tab that says Activity Week. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the world of DX, listen for Vaclav, OK6RA, operating holiday style as FG stroke OK6RA, from Guadeloupe until the 27th of November. This is IOTA number NA102. He'll operate CW, SSB, and FT8 on 40 through 10 meters, and possibly 6 meters. His main activity will be during the CQ Worldwide DX CW contest, QSL via his home call. Listen for Kazu, M0CFW. We'll use the call sign 3Bravo9-M0CFW from Rodrigues Island, IOTA number AF017, from the 19th of November to the 1st of December. He'll be using the call sign 3Bravo9-Kilo-Whiskey in the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest. See QRZ.com for QSL details. In LA7GIA and Shawnee, HA5DDX, are active as 708ADs.